today I want to share with you some few thoughts that the Lord has put in my heart, and I believe He's going to bless you. Amen. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. We're going to read from verse 7 to verse 11. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, yeah, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carry about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifest in our body. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. Amen. My subject this morning is treasure in earthen vessels. Amen. There's something about the Christian that is so powerful that when we get to understand it, it changes the way we see life, it changes the way we approach everything in life. The best gift that God gave us is Himself. He gave us Himself because with Him, all things are possible. One thing you will know about life is that you're going to have pressure, and it's going to keep coming. But the beauty of it is that it's going to bring out the best in you. So the Bible said we have this treasure in earthen vessels. We have it. We are not going to get it after we have prayed. We're not going to get it after we have fasted. There's something about the Word of God. It is the truth. It is exactly what it says. We cannot add to it, and we cannot remove from it. You know, one of the biggest problems that we have had as Christians is believing what God said, because it is very simple. And sometimes, because it does not correspond with our experiences, so we try to judge the Word of God with our experience. But we are supposed to judge our experiences with the Word of God. Amen?
Amen.
So God says we have this treasure. Come on now, you have something. You have it. You're not going to get it. It's there. Is there? It doesn't matter how you feel. It doesn't matter how you feel. He didn't say that you will feel good because you have it. No. It's there. Can I ask you a question? Sir, please, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Are you a man?
Am I what?
Are you a man?
Am I a man?
Yeah. Who told you that?
I know it.
How do you know that?
Uh-oh. I know it because a man is what I am, and what I am is a man.
This guy is dangerous. Now, I want to ask somebody else. Very dangerous. Excuse me, man. Are you a woman? You sure? Positive? What makes you think you're a woman? Got it from that guy.
got it on this guy.
Yeah.
You have another answer? Okay, what is it?
God told you so.
Good. She said, God told me something.
Now, what am I trying to say here? I'm just trying to say that we live by information. That's what I'm trying to say. Listen, if most people think they know the things they know by knowing the things they know, but the truth is they were informed about what they know. Amen.
Amen.
Listen, you can't make 1 + 1 = 2. After all your calculations, you'll find out that 1 + 1 has already been existing as 2. Is that true?
Yeah.
Good. So we cannot make God's word to do what it says. We can just accept the word and live by it and stop the struggle. And stop the struggle. Too much struggle. You know, Jesus, when he was baptized, God said, "This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased." Now, remember that Jesus had done no miracle yet. Nothing. And yet God was pleased with him. God was pleased with him. And the Bible said that Moses, in Acts of Apostles chapter 7 and verse 20, he said, Moses, that God was pleasing to God when he was born. Why are we trying to be pleasing to God? Why are we trying? Why are we struggling? Why can't we just rest and accept what he has said? Just take it in. It is yours. Listen, if I'm going to believe what the doctor said, okay, about me and about my health, and God asked me this question, who are you going to believe more? Because he said the report of man has limits, but God's report is eternal. If God speaks, God is not trying to make his word to work. The word has the power to make what it says, to produce what it is saying. And you must understand that God didn't just said. God is still saying. He's still talking. He looked at you and he said, you are the righteousness of God in Christ. He looks at you and said, my life is in you. You have the life of God in you. That is the treasure you have. When Jesus was trying to tell us his answer, to give us his answer of the enemy that comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy, he said, but I've come to give you life. So life is the answer to the killing and the stealing and the destroying. So when you become aware of that life, the enemy can do nothing. We have the treasure. It is there. Now, the treasure won't stop pressure from coming, won't stop challenges from coming. They will all come. But the answer to the pressure is already in you. Nothing can destroy you. Nothing. No situation can destroy you. Nothing. No sickness can stop you. Nothing. When you give in to these situations, they become Lord over your life. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? So there's something you have. It is called eternal life. Oh my God. The Holy Ghost dwells in you. There's power inside you. You have it. You have it. When you're alone in that situation, in that room, and you're crying, remember that you have something bigger than the thing that is causing the pain in your life. Always remember that. Every time I look at the Christian and I study the Bible, I'm so surprised that, do you really know that God didn't, there's no promise in the Bible? I know you're surprised. Don't look at me that way, like this. It's no promise. Everything is a fact. It has been done already. God said, study the scriptures. I blessed you. It's in past tense. I blessed you. I've healed you. Past tense. Everything is in past tense. So most times when we're asking God for things, he said, I've done it already. But you see, you have to find out the principle of getting those things because they are in the Word. Find out those stuffs. You know, somebody asked me this question some time ago. He said, don't you get angry? Are you not angry? I said, no. When I went to marry my wife, they did all kinds of things. And I was not angry. And then they came to my wife and said, this man, can't he get angry? I said, no, that's the way he is. You know why? Because if you're full of the life of God and you walk in the reality of the scriptures, there are seven things that can get you annoyed. You realize that all is grace. You just realize that it is all about grace. Victory belongs to you all the time. Why? You have the treasure. Everybody say, I have the treasure.
I have the treasure.
One more time, say, I have the treasure.
I have the treasure.
Now, the question is, when I'm going through challenges, do I still have the treasure?
Yes.
If I have some pain, do I still have the treasure?
Yes.
Huh? But you see, that is where we miss it. And then that's where you hear people praying, God has abandoned me. He never did. Never did. He said, when you go through the fire, when you go through the fire, he didn't say, I'll stop the fire. He said, I'll be there with you. So get ready. Be tough. Be strong. Amen? Stop crying. It's not important. People cry a lot. I was crying. Stop that. Stop that stuff. Be strong. If you come out of Africa, you'll be rocky. I'm telling you. You'll be rock key, solid. Because everybody want to take what everybody has. And everybody want to keep what everybody has. You'll be solid. Listen,
Listen. Life is good and God is good. Okay? Everything that you will ever need has been provided for. Everything. God did not create Adam before the garden. He created the garden before Adam. Okay? So before he brought you here, he made provisions. And but don't use your mouth to destroy them. Don't. Don't. You know, I've listened to Bishop, great teacher. Great teacher, I'm telling you. A lot of you don't know what you have here. Come and listen. Come pray. When you understand that there's going to be a fight, you will get ready for the battle. Is that true? If you understand that there's going to be a fight, that there is, see, you have an enemy. You must know that you have an enemy. He's not happy about your life. He's not happy about your marriage. He's not happy about your finances. He's not happy about anything. So he wants to bring you down. And you know what? He uses you to bring you down.
Come on.
That's what he does.
Come on.
He uses you. He put the wrong words in your mouth. And then you say it. He said, oh, I'm finished. Oh, wait. Take it easy. You're finished. Yeah. Listen, you have this treasure. You have this power. And the expression of this treasure and power is in your words. What you say, how you say them, when you say them. I've seen all kinds of healings and deliverances and all kinds of stuffs just by preaching the gospel. Because the gospel is the power of God. Now, why should God give us words? He gave you himself and then he gave you words. He created the world with what? Words. Why? That is where the treasure is. The treasure can only be expressed through words. Speak the right words. Say the right things at the right time. Don't let nothing bring you down. You're bigger than that. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, he tells you that he has put eternity in your heart. In other words, what is in your heart is bigger than what is in this world. Oh, yeah. You are loaded. Tell him, say you're loaded. Some of you, all you need is an upgrade. Just an upgrade. And how do we upgrade? Just take the plug, put it in Bishop, and and you're up there. Hallelujah. Amen. So what are you going to do with this treasure? What are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with it? Because you have it. Are you just going to sit there and do nothing? I told myself long ago, when I found this thing in the Bible, I said, God, help me, because this is going to be my reality. Yeah. Yeah. We're changing lives. We're changing lives. We're doing great things in Africa. Yeah. You know why? Because we believe the Bible. That's all we do. Just believe the Bible. We refuse to believe the things we're going through. We refuse to believe the situations. We refuse to believe the circumstances. We refuse to believe everything that is contrary to what the Bible says. We just refuse to believe. It's a choice. You just choose not to believe.
The Bible said that Jesus became poor, and that through his poverty that you will become what?
Rich.
What?
Rich.
Speak to me, church. What?
Rich.
Good. So are you troubled about getting rich? Are you troubled of getting rich? Is anybody here, you don't want to be rich? See your hand? Little boy, you don't want to be rich. The boy said he don't want to be rich.
He's young.
Yeah, he's young. I don't just want to be rich. I want to be loaded. Know why? Because can't you look around? A lot of needs. Needs everywhere. Can't you see it? Look here, you see needs. Go outside there, you see needs. And you don't go to the bank and deposit tongues to collect money. You don't go and say, "Ma poshi kabrahataka," and then they give you money. No. You put the check, and they check the account. If there's no money, get out of here. Amen? Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So, what are we going to do with this treasure? We can change our lives. We can change the world around us. We can change situations with the treasure. We can. Somebody can just look at you and see how you've handled pressure just by watching you and change his life.
That's right.
Just by watching you. And he says, and if God can do this with him, then he can do it with me. I'm tired of Christians crying all the time. I'm tired. Every time they're crying, complaining people. Oh, it's too hot. Oh, it's too cold. Oh, it's too this. Oh, they just have to say something. Can't you just say something? Must you say something? If you can't say the word, at least close your mouth. Praise the Lord. So we have the treasure. Let us take this treasure and change lives. You see, we are under pressure, but we cannot abandon. We are struck down, but we are not destroyed. Do you understand? He said, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. That's what he said. That's what he said. If he looked at you and said, you're more than a conqueror, you better believe it. Because I don't see the reason why you should believe you're a man and you don't believe the other one. Because he told you the same thing. He told you you're a man, you accept it. He told you you're more than a conqueror, you're fighting with it. Amen? He looks at you and said, you're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You said, me? I did this. He didn't say if you did nothing. He just told you that Jesus died for you, and the result of that death is you believing and receiving his righteousness. And that's all he said. Just receive it. He said, you're rich. You said, me? And got money. And rich yet. When I'm rich, I'll let you know. No. No. You see, that's the problem. We're like Thomas. We want to see it before we believe it. And Jesus said, blessed are they that believe. They that believe before the sea. And the people came to Jesus in John chapter 6 and from verse 26, they told him, they said, and we want to do the work of God. And Jesus said, you want to do the work of God? He said, look, this is the work of God, that you should believe the one that God has sent. So the work is actually to believe. To believe. You've got to believe. That is what changes the game. If God tells you you're rich, man, start acting like a rich man. You say you're a king, then dress like a king. Talk like a king. Amen? I walk in places and people give me honor. You know the reason? Because of my thoughts. Thoughts create vibration. The way you think, as he thinketh, so is he. As he thinks. Not what he says, but what he thinks. How do you think? A lot of weak thoughts. People have weak thoughts. I cannot do it. You know, I don't know how to do it. You know, I'm trying to do it, but I can't do it. How long are you going to be that way? He said you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Take advantage of that. I cannot. I'm trying. He never told you to try. He said, do it. Just do it. Just be a Christian. Just be a Christian. Somebody said, I'm trying. You know, there's this thing that people are saying. I said, I'm trying to crucify the flesh. He never told you to do that. Never told you to crucify the flesh. He said, they that believe have crucified the flesh. They that believed have crucified the flesh. What are you trying to crucify? You're struggling. Just be a Christian. Why? Because the treasure is in you. Give expression to that treasure. Be bold. Be bold. Know that you're somebody. Don't let what you drive fool you. That's why sometimes people go buy things they can't afford because they want to impress some people. Why must you do that? Just be you. You're a king. A little car, you're a king. Big one, you're a king. Small house, you're a king. Big house, you're a king. You're a king, and that is who you are. Simple.
That's right.
I'm preaching good here now. Hallelujah. I love Harvest. Love this church. So, what must we do? We must always remember that we have a treasure. There's a way I carry myself. I can be different. Okay? When I'm in my room alone with my wife, I go to the mirror. I dance. She said very well. Now, you know why I do that? I just look at me and say, thank you, Jesus. And then I just dance. Do I have needs? Of course I have a lot of needs. Yes, I do. But you know what? Do you know that some needs, when you ignore them, they settle themselves. They just take care of themselves. And I see people worry. People worry about this. Oh, I've not done this yet. Oh, worry about this. This is the one thing that the church does that Jesus has said, don't worry. But we worry too much. Just too much. Oh, I don't like this. I'm this. I don't like this. I'm troubled about this. Oh, God. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I sometimes say, oh, Lord, help me. Oh, you are helped. You are helped. Listen, you have the Holy Ghost, and he's called the helper. He lives in you. You are helped. You are helped. Listen, if you're not helped, you will not be sitting here. I'm telling you the truth. You will not be here. You are here because he has helped you. He's helped you. Oh, Lord, help me. Oh, Lord, have mercy. He had mercy on you 2,000 years ago, and he died. Listen, there's a difference between forgiveness and righteousness. You have to understand that. Now, forgiveness is that you did something and you were excused or pardoned for what you did. But when it comes to righteousness, it is that you're declared not guilty. Maybe you don't understand. That's what it means. You're declared not guilty. It means you can now go out there without any consciousness of guilt or of sin and just be the man. And just, you know, just be you. And we're always trying to make God happy. Don't try to make him happy. He's happy. God is always happy. Yes. You know, sometimes we think that God is unhappy and we'd have to try to make him happy. We can't make him happy. He's happy all the time. I'm telling you, the day God really gets angry, we're gone. Yeah. God is happy. And that's why I'm always happy, because I find out that God is happy. Then I find out that God is happy with me. Then I became happy. Yeah. People who are not always happy, they think that God is angry with them. I came to tell you today that God is not angry with you. You are just angry with yourself. Come out of there and be happy. Why? You have the treasure. It's there. Listen. I used to think about, just a little thought. I used to think about this. I said, if Jesus pleased God, all right, and he's pleasing to God, and he dwells in me, and God is displeased with me, how can the two go together? Yeah. Jesus, who is pleasing to God, is in me, and then I am displeasing to God. And Jesus is pleasing and is in me. And it's like bitter and sweet water together. Doesn't work that way. See, God, before you came here, he knew the things you will do before you did them. You can't surprise him. You can't. Don't ever think that, ooh, I surprised God today. Oh, God, I surprised him. Who told you that? The day you surprised him, it means he's not God. Because he knew the end from the
beginning.
Come on now.
That is, he knew what? The end from the beginning. So by the time you came here, he knew the things you were going to do. In fact, he told you some things to do. And you know what? He also told you that he is the one that will do them through you. That's what he said. He said, I am he that walketh in you both to will and to do for my good pleasure. So what you need to do is submit to God, and every other thing will fall in place. Just submit to God. Just accept what he has said. He told you, you're a man. You said, yes. He now told you, if you believe in Christ, you are justified. Say also, yes. If he tells you that you are healed, say also, yes. He said, you are rich. Say what?
Yes.
That's all you need to do.
Come on now. Come
and
on.
When you say that,
yeah.
Just, when did you start feeling like a man? No, tell me now. When? You told yourself that you're a man, I'm a man, I'm a man, I'm a man. And all of a sudden, you became the reality of your thought. Now, you are comfortable with that. If somebody comes and tells you, hey, you're not a man, you say, get out of here. Yes. You like, you say, I'm a man. And sometimes it looks as if it was your idea. It was not your idea. It wasn't your idea. You just accepted it.
That's right.
And you agreed with it. And it became your reality. It's the same way. If you will just accept the other things you've said in the Bible and agree with it, you will become what the Bible said. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I rest my case. Rise to your feet. Rise to your feet, please. Say, I have the treasure.
I have the treasure.
One more time, say, I have the treasure.
I have the treasure.
So it doesn't matter how you feel. It's not about a feeling thing. No. You have it. Agree with him.
Mm-hmm.
Just agree with him. Everything will fall in place. Maybe you're struggling with things and with your health. You're struggling with your finances and all kinds of stuff. And you've been praying and you don't know what is going to happen. And you just keep thinking, oh God, help me. He said, I should tell you that you've been helped.
Yeah.
You've been helped.
Yeah.
He says, working together for your good. Everything will fall in place. At the right time. At the right moment. Keep believing. Don't stop believing. Don't stop believing. Father, thank you. Thank you for your children. Lord, thank you for what you've made of us. Thank you because we are in your presence and we carry your presence everywhere. Thank you because your word is at work in our lives and is changing our lives and changing the people around us. Thank you for marriages that is getting stronger as we grow in your word. Thank you for the revelations and the visions and grace and truth that is even established in our hearts. We say thank you. We say thank you. And Lord, because we believe, we know that whatever you have said in your word has become a reality. And we look forward to live in this reality and to bring glory to your name and to the kingdom. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' name. And the people of God say amen.